Great day, everyone. Welcome and thank you to the first episode of We're Just Men on the Spotify for Podcasters Network. I am aware that we are on a few other networks, so thank you to every network that allows the show to be broadcast. Thank you to every listener who has been following for a while. I know it's been a while since you've heard my voice. I have gone through so much. I believe truly that my experience since the last show has been paramount to where I am right now in life. But again, thank you for tuning in and welcome to We're Just Men, the manhood podcast. This is the show where I simply speak to the man in society, but I am also speaking to everyone in society who will give me an opportunity to express maybe what I believe, maybe just a different, maybe slightly elevated perspective. So I appreciate every single body, every business that has helped us get to this point, to where obviously you see we got some changes. Obviously, you see adding the video with the audio to everyone watching on social media and on YouTube or wherever we're broadcast. Thank you. A lot of you didn't know that we are also in 25 different cities and countries. So I want to take the time to go ahead and thank every single one of those cities real quick. Just for giving me an opportunity to speak. And if I have helped anyone with any of the podcasts in the past, including today and moving forward, I am grateful, whether it's one or many. If you disagree with my perspective, no problem. We do not have to speak about it, but I would love to understand or at least hear your perspective. I have a website. I have an Instagram. I have a YouTube page. So please, Thank you for giving me the opportunity to go ahead and thank you to everybody in the United States from all 50 states. Give me an opportunity to speak a word of encouragement and elevation and reprogramming into your lives. Thank you to Germany, which is crazy. I have so many believers and followers and supporters in Germany. So thank you to everyone listening in Germany, Puerto Rico, Egypt, Ireland, United Kingdom, Netherlands, Sweden, South Africa, Malaysia, Saudi Arabia, Canada. Thank you. Sorry about that, y'all. Kenya, Australia, Burundi, France, India, Japan, the Dominican Republic, Russia, Mexico, Singapore, Ecuador, and Brazil, and finally, Argentina. Thank you. Thank you to each and every one of you for giving me an opportunity to speak a word. I want to introduce myself, because a lot of you probably, when you hear this, when you see this, you do not know who I am. My name is Reese Harris. To all those who are not in the spiritual community, who all those who have not met me in Atlanta, all those who have not seen any of my work, whether it be years ago, whether it's been recent. But to those who are in the spiritual community, who understand some of what I'm about to say in this podcast, to those who are seeking a deeper understanding of their lives, to all those who are seeking a different voice, something of a guide, something of leadership, but something that just looks so much different than what we currently have, I want to introduce myself. My divine given name is King Reese Dejed, and I'm here to come to you, to bring to you a perspective that I believe will give everyone respect, treating everyone as if they were immensely powerful, and thus maybe even too powerful, maybe dangerous. But I want to introduce the other perspective of, well, if everyone's powerful, then why don't we all try to not harm each other day to day? So we come to you from the perspective of relationships, trying to bridge the gap between Venus and Mars, trying to help heal relationships between the divine masculine and the divine feminine. So thank you again. Today, I bring to you a new message straight from the universe. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about the things that I have been going through in the last year since you have seen me, since you have heard me. Today, we start a journey in a series of messages. They're going to be called the Valley of Kings. Fellas, kings, scribes, entertainers, men, fathers, husbands, friends, brothers, I implore you, if you'll give me the opportunity to speak a word that I believe has come, that I know has come from a place outside of myself, but also has manifest through me, and I get a chance to live this life every single day, if you'll give me an opportunity to just speak a different word, I may say similar things than what you've heard out on social media or out in the world, but please give me an opportunity to address some of the concerns that many people have asked me, but allow me to address some of the things that I see in the world from perspectives that I've even heard from other people or ones that I've personally experienced, even those that I have experienced in lucid dreams and even in different dimensions mentally. The universe, God has shown me perspectives from many different things, from many different ways, many different opportunities for us to fix this thing that seems to be broken between man and woman. And so, men, I am here to also heal us, to rebuild us, to help us get back to the look to where we look at each other. Maybe for the first time in our entire history, to where all men, or at least most men who call themselves kings, most men who call themselves royalty, to stand together and rebuild the communities that honestly we all need. So the Valley of Kings will include 12 to 15 different messages, specifically talking about different topics of life, things that people give to me and that they've brought to me, and things that I have meditated on over the last year. So thank you so much. And I appreciate every one of you for giving me a few moments to just talk to you and say what thus says the all. When we come back from a little break, I'm going to go knee deep into it. You know how I like to call it, the meat and potatoes. I'll see y'all when we come back from the break. Welcome back from the break, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to speak to you. Before we went to the break, and sorry about that, y'all. I know it was a little hot last time, so we got the microphone issue fixed, so thank you. Before we went to the break, I mentioned that we had a series of conversations that I'd like to have with you. I am, as a spiritual guide, I am also an ordained priest. I don't go around telling everyone that, but I'm also a husband-to-be, and I'm also a father-to-be, and I am also a brother, and I'm also a friend. I'm a leader, maybe even an inspiration in other people's lives, but what I also know is that I was given a vision when I was a kid. And I know that in our society, we are constantly talking about the traumas that we have as children that we take into adulthood. And trust me, I understand that. I think that everyone's marinade, no matter how tragic or traumatic, there's always an opportunity to see some light within that whole situation. But I can tell you, I was given this vision as a boy, when I was so young to even understand what I was seeing in my dreams, having visions of things that were terrible, but also having visions of things that didn't make sense. They were so beautiful that I had never seen anything like it. And I wasn't being taught what I was seeing. And I had no one to talk to, no one to lay what was on my mind on. Well, I can tell you, I'm happy to be with a most amazing woman. Her name is Jamila. And let me tell you, A few years ago, the universe took me through what a lot of people are beginning to understand as what they call the dark night of the soul. Fellas, the entire world is going through an awakening. Let me say that again. The entire world is going through an awakening. Now, whether it's for fashion or whether it's for a trend, how many people are coming to the realization that maybe, just maybe, there is another perspective at play here. Maybe, just maybe, there are some decisions that we have all made that we do not have to continue to make. This awakening is simply awareness. It is the veil being taken down from our eyes. It is a frequency that is not only being launched from Earth into the atmosphere, but it is being launched and reciprocated back from the universe, back from outer space, back from the ether, from the universe, this thing that holds everything together. It's coming back to us. So this awakening is giving us awareness. Fellas, please understand that though thousands of years ago, humanity started down a road, a dark road of hierarchy, servanthood, slavery, and make no mistake, we were a part of the slave trade. Every single civilization that has ever witnessed, seen, or heard about slavery at some point, whether it was for their own people or for the spoils of war, they have had servants or slaves. Fellas, men of all nations and races and backgrounds, please allow me to help compartmentalize this and break it down real simple for you. We have to be aware of the traumas and also the visions that we have seen about our world since we were children too. There were beautiful things that we wanted to become when we were children. We wanted to be firemen so that we could save people. We wanted to be policemen so we can protect people. We looked at farmers like they were tough. Why? So we could feed people. We could produce. We could provide. We could do something with ourselves, do something with our hands that was valuable. Something that if you learned, we could teach someone fishing. And somehow, some way, we, with our rhetoric, we continue to only speak about the things that were negative that we brought from our childhood and from all these distant pasts. The ancients, yes, they took advantage of our minds. They took advantage of what we did not know. But let me be very clear. We have a choice, fellas. I'm not telling you that you can't have a good time. People, have a good time. But can we get to a point where we respect the next man or the next woman without anger, without disrespect, without telling someone that they're a certain thing because they won't give you what you ask for. They don't want to make you a priority, and that's okay. Their life is set up to where they may not have room for you right now, or maybe there's something about your energy that does not attract them, does not align with where they want to go. But yet, fellas, you know we are insulted when we get told no, and that is what manhood half the time is about, being told no and learning how to overcome it. I'm not looking at women as you got to overcome you, but what I am saying, fellas, there is another way that we can come at this. I still want our women to trust us. Don't you? Why? I still want our women to feel protected when they see me. And not just mine. I want every woman to see man. Forgive me if I offend someone, but especially black men,
brown men, Asian men, the men that this country calls minorities, our people need protection. Spiritually, mentally, they need a covering. They need a protector, provider, and cultivator. Isn't that what we are called to be? We all do it different ways, but fellas, with this awakening is coming awareness. You can't hide anymore. No one is allowing you to hide, okay? People are still filing lawsuits even though they signed NDAs. You cannot hide. What is done, what is being done in the dark, what is being done underneath is still coming to the light. So you have to understand, fellas, we gotta change. And I'm not putting it on the ladies. I'm not speaking to them first. I'm saying, men, take it from me. I'm going through this awakening right now. And I'm telling you that the more I learn about my family that I've either chosen or that was chosen for me, the more I learn about my lady and her family, the more I learn about people I come in contact with, I realize one thing. Life for me is all about simply getting closer to the vision of what I have already told myself and everybody else, that I am a king. And a king is going to be a king every single day. A guide is going to be a guide every single day. A leader is going to be a leader every single day. Whether I have 10%, I'm going to give 100% of that 10%, or I'm going to give you 110% of the 100% that I got. I don't have a choice, and it's the thing that sustains me. It's my cup is not full from the woman. The woman helps me maintain what's in there. She helps cultivate it. She helps double it. She helps multiply it. But I got to believe in something bigger than myself in order for my cup to be full. I cannot depend on my woman to be the love in my life to heal me. I have to start that journey for myself. So fellas, I implore you, awaken, wake up. How many times are we going to wake up and see the headline that a quarter of our women in their lifetime will be sexually assaulted? Fellas, you all know someone that you either heard of or even personally known who has made a questionable decision when it came to females. Women, girls. This is troubling to me that we think this is okay. There's a fine line. But with this knowledge of the fact that there is an awakening happening, you can't turn on any outlet or walk down the street and not notice certain things. Again, it doesn't matter if it's for trend or fashion or not, it's happening. And it's not going to stop. Because this is the age of abundance. Abundance of information, abundance of resources, and abundance of free will. I am hoping that we use that free will to choose a different way, to look at things by any means necessary from a different perspective than what we have been today. So this knowledge that there's an awakening and that maybe this universe, the way it is our fault somehow, right? We built this like this, so now we don't like it, but we keep regurgitating the same information. We keep talking about old names and ancient this and ancient that and who's this and who's that. And I'm channeling this God, I'm channeling that God, and Ifa this. And listen, none of that matters. If when it comes time to protect each other, we are the most divided people. When things happen, we fall apart. We have not realized the benefit of having each other around. But I promise you this. None of us can survive without each other. We all need each other. And we can all have the lives that we want. Fellas, you don't have to lie. Fellas, you don't have to cheat. I promise you. I understand why we do these things. I'm not saying it's going to stop. I understand it. I'm simply asking the fellas to look honestly into their lives and take accountability. Own it. But if you're going to be a man, if you're going to call yourself a king, if you're going to call yourself a leader at all, be willing to pay the cost to be that. Become it. Don't just do it. Become it. Your people should not wonder where they stand with you. If there's a leader in the camp for communication, fellas, I'm asking you to look deeper. Go back to being that spiritual king. All kings had some sort of spiritual guide, whether it was a lower deity back in the day, or maybe it was a being that was outside the earth. Maybe it was some sort of source of information that they got from somewhere else higher than themselves, bigger than themselves. Please allow another perspective to come in so that we can start to heal our relationship with these queens. They are valuable, and we're not protecting them enough. We're not giving them enough reason to fight to fight with us, to stand with us, even when we need them to. They want to, but they can't because they don't trust us. They don't trust that they'll get it back. They don't trust that it'll be reciprocated. So this knowledge of the awareness of the awakening needs to come with action. And with these actions, you'll see some things that we've built over the last couple hundred years, thousand years, will take time to reverse. But please understand that we can start again. The last episode, I told you, let's call a truce. It is time for us to wake up, all of us. Especially in the United States, but I'm asking everybody at the sound of my voice, wake up. There's another perspective. Just because the governments war against each other doesn't mean that we have to fall into that trap. Just because they make something a law, if we as a collective say that, hey, this does not work for us, this keeps us down, this keeps us poor, this keeps us this keeps us that, we want an opportunity, a fair opportunity to make our lives whatever we want. We want an opportunity, fellas, you want to be able to give your lady an opportunity to be herself, to be vulnerable. Create the safe space so that she can show you that what she's capable of. It's time for us to wake up. We can actually start again from a new place. An entirely new place. A place of forgiveness. A place of understanding that we have all gone through some shit. We literally have all been fed whole lies and half-truths. And we got people acting as if they're experts. They know next to nothing. And I'm not trying to ruffle anybody's feathers, but understand they don't understand the brain. They don't understand the mind. They don't understand outer space because we have not been able to get there at will in millennia. They don't understand much of the quantum field. They don't understand the ether, all of it. All these distances they say are here to there, we don't know. That's what they tell you this. They tell you that they know the exact amount of distance of miles from here to Mercury. Okay. Listen, there's a lot of things that this universe is not going to share with you. But you are all a frequency. You're all energy. Fellas, we can change the energy in our relationships, in our homes. It does not matter what lies we are being told. We do not have to attach to it. We can experience, we can observe, and we do not have to attach. We can choose a different path. It doesn't matter if the media promotes fear. We can choose to spread light and spread confidence and spread esteem and spread power and spread and lift people up. We can be lights. We can be beacons of hope. We can save ourselves. We can be our own heroes. And I promise you, fellas, it starts in your own home and it starts inside of you. It's time for us all to wake up. We have to. If we don't wake up, we'll lose families. No more dinners together. If we don't wake up and become aware that we need to take accountability for the type of world, look at what's happening. I know that we have a lot of advancement. There's a lot of beautiful people out here. There's a lot of beautiful things happening, but understand that this is still smoke and mirrors. There is an underbelly of hatred flowing rampantly in our streets. And fellas, we know this. We can make a different decision. We don't have to war against each other. There's a level of respect we can have with each other. I do not want to see another one of our brothers slain in the streets from anybody, not from us, not from anybody. And I don't want us to be the type of men who perpetuate a cycle where we kill, maim, and destroy the very fabric of what makes life fun and enjoyable for all. I am not talking about taking away guns. I'm not talking about taking away liberties. I am simply talking about when we have the power to take life, when will the idea that, hey, let's preserve life at all costs if we can. And that, and that's just not the law enforcement. This state of the awakening is we are losing the spiritual battle and winning the technological race. We're heading towards a place we don't even understand the repercussions of what we're doing. And guess what? We can't stop it. So since what we know is coming, and it's already started, and it's been started a long time ago, fellas, can we take back our families? Can we take back the security that our women used to have with us? Can we recreate that? Yes, we can. We have an everyday opportunity, as long as we wake up, to be the kings that we say we are, to create a space and a throne for them to sit on as the queens that they say they are. Yes, everyone must come and bring something of value to the situation. But let me tell you first, fellas, can we start first? Let me say it loud and clear. I accept the responsibility of being a man in my community. I accept the responsibility of being a man. I even love being a man to my lady. There's nothing that this manhood walk of mine I despise. I take the family and I take responsibility for her loved ones and for my loved ones and their friends and the people I come across that help me and that also I have an opportunity to help to heal. And to speak a word to, and they speak a word to me, and we give gifts back and forth, and we esteem each other. It doesn't have to be unpleasant in this world. We can walk down the street and feel safe with each other if we choose. And we can all band together to fix the dark places and shine a little bit more light into those crevices where evil and darkness and rage and hate can still reside. We can shine a light in there, not repay evil for evil. We do not have to be the men that people keep saying we are. I understand that it's not everybody, but it is enough to where it is still a problem. It is enough to where it is still a problem, to where the United, to where our world is continually attempting to paint us as almost irrelevant compared to the advancements that the women are doing. Especially scientifically, business-wise, educationally, family. They're trying to say that we don't, that the world does not need you. Women, yes, you do. You need us. I need my lady. I'm not even afraid to say that. But understand this. The marriages that we want exist. The communities that we want exist. If we just build them, become them, do them, if we be them. I believe in communal and tribal living. I believe in polyamorous situations. And here's my reason and why. Sometimes they're helpful. And if done with kindness and respect and mindfulness, it can be a beautiful thing. I think two or three gathered is a powerful thing. But if the people in the relationship cannot agree, none of it will work. Right now, we can't agree on anything. Well, let me wave the flag and say, hey, fellas, I can be a brother to you. I like you to be a brother to me. Let's figure out how to one by one change the perception of how we're being talked about. We must rise up and help each other. Unselfish living is how we're going to succeed and change the fate of our world. Yes, we're going to experience some highs, but I promise you this, Corona was a blip. And there are people and beings, they know. If we don't start to rebuild the community aspect and become the leaders that we continually say we are, and do it from a benevolent place, God, this country, the fabric of family is going to be disjointed, and it'll take a long time to get it back. But we have an opportunity right now to fix that. So the Valley of Kings, I am calling, sending out a signal for all the fellas who have been looking to change some things. Let's change it. We're all powerful. We all have the power to give life and take it. I respect you. Let's do something different. We do not have to tear down our world to be selfish for ourselves. We can have anything we ever want in life, especially if we're helping people get to where they want to go. Especially if we're helping our women, especially if they feel protected. Women are built to go places and do things that we're just not gifted. So let's not push our families out the door. Let's start looking at social media as what it is. It's social media, so it's entertainment. Let's start meeting with each other privately. Let's not make it so everybody starting a club where you got to pay to get in. Hey, I promise you this. Y'all have not been paying attention if you think getting in one of them little clubs is going to save you. We need to be doing this on a mass scale. Whether you're in a club, a book club, or a meeting every once in a while, checking in with your brother, making sure the mental health is on point. Let's get to meditation. Let's get to training. Let's get back to doing the thing, learning different skills that will actually help and help benefit and rebuild the world that we actually want to live in. And I'm just being honest with you. If I'm a single guy and I'm looking for a woman, I'm going to make it so freaking comfortable. So freaking comfortable. You have to 86 your situation. You have to 86 yourself out of the situation. Why are we walking around with this chip on our shoulder? Let's be men. No offense, ladies. If y'all go and we have created a safe space and y'all still don't want it, fine. You're free to go. Fellas, just release them. With all love and light, many favorable journeys for you. Just go where it aligns. There will be plenty of women who will love your situation, but we don't have to be rude. It isn't selfish to go in the direction you want, but we don't have to fuck up everybody's lives because we can't be, because we don't know how to take accountability or take rejection. Relationships are preparation for every part of our life. And after, we get to choose how our next day may look, depending on how we work the first day, then the next day, and then the next day. And but the great thing is, every single day we have an opportunity to change that direction of what we're trying to accomplish if it's not working. And let me tell you, it's not working. So please, over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about that awareness, this awakening, the state of this awakening from government, the divine feminine and masculine healing, dating and singleness, manhood and the importance of mindhood or mindfulness, past, present, and future, communal and tribunal relationships, elevating your energy practices, meeting your darker self. If you can't feel it, you can't heal it. Humanity is the solution and the problem. Running towards death. Alignment creates opportunity, and choose love because everybody is powerful. I want to just come to you for the first time and say, I wave whatever flag is necessary to say, hey, the greatest gift I could ever give anybody is the opportunity for them to be themselves. Because I, as King Reese DeJed, and for everybody else, just Reese, actor Reese, I can no longer hide what is on the inside of me because it has... I'm going to tell you about my journey through these episodes, and then you can see some of the books from the teachings of Atlantis to Becoming Supernatural by Dr. Joe Dispenza. I can tell you from a lot of the reading and meditation There are things we can do to heal our relationships. And fellas, thank you for letting me come to you and call you back up to that level. Yeah, we can still be strong. Yeah, we can still be that protector. Yeah, we can still, look, but we don't have to continue to do it the way we're doing it. Our sons, daughters now, mothers, grandmothers, brothers, cousins are passing away all because a lot of us cannot control our emotional situations. And we don't have a place to go and deal with those mental problems, those mental difficulties. When you see this post, if you choose to respond or ask a question, trust me, I will respond when I get the opportunity. But fellas, let's rise up. Let's awaken. Let's awaken that king inside of us and really start walking in such a way to where the women in our society stop. They will have no choice but to stop. This men ain't, men are all this, men are all that. I wish this. That one of the saddest things I ever heard from a couple was, I asked them individually, and both of them gave me the same answer, but I asked the husband, he was married 16 years at the time, and I asked him, if you could go back and remarry the same woman, would you have done it? He said, absolutely not. And I think that's interesting. Do we have to continue with this reprobate mindset? Or can we rise up to be the very life that we want our next few generations to live in? This is We're Just Men. And I'm calling all kings to the valley. It's going to be deep. But if you'll rock with me, we can change our world. See you right back. Give you a little, I'm gonna say thank you for everybody who's been giving me the opportunity to speak. Thank you again. I appreciate y'all. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful rest of your night, wherever you are, day, wherever you are, week, wherever you are. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak a word from the universe on the state of the awakening in the world. And thank you for allowing me to come to you over the next few weeks. And kings, it is time for us to recreate our own genesis. We can start again, and we can do it differently. And we can change our relationships, and we can take back our families. We're just men. This is the Valley of Kings. Peace. Yekar di Allah, Subhan Rabbi Al-Ali, Dios es grande, grazie Dios, Ishvar Shrote. Good night.